Monroe County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Suzanne Chandler Falk, the daughter of Marvin and Portia Thomas Chandler. I am from a long line of Bloomington blacks. We have been here since the middle of the 1800s. My grandmother, Hattie Chandler, came here in the mid-1800s. She was Hattie Evans at the time. My parents both were born here in Monroe County. And my family has been very active in the Monroe County area. I have a grandfather, Christine Chandler, who was one of the first black city maintenance people. Winston Thomas, who has a water plant named after him, water filtration, I believe it is. Winston Thomas worked for the city for the water. Hattie Chandler worked for Dr. Wells in the early 40s and 50s. And Maud Thomas, my maternal grandmother, housed black students during the early 40s and 50s because they were not allowed to stay on campus at IU. So there are a number of people who graduated from IU who have come to me and told me that they would not have been able to do that. Francis Henson, one of the first black postal workers, is my mother's brother. Matilda Hopkins also worked for Dr. Wells. My first cousin, Bill Henson, was one of the first black firemen. My cousin, James Hopkins, was also one of the first black firemen. And John Thomas, a cousin, was the first black majorette in Indiana. So Monroe County has a very deep-seated history for me. Growing up here, the people that were surrounding us in our neighborhood were all like family. We grew up as family. We still consider ourselves family. My parents live in Indianapolis, but they come down often, and when they come down, we ride through and they can see all the changes, and there's always many changes that are taking place. So one day as we were riding, we were over near campus, somewhere around 10th Street, East 10th, and my mother remarked, my aunt owned that home back in the late 40s, and I kind of looked at her and I said, owned that home over here? Having grown up, so many of my relatives owned their homes, I thought nothing of it, but they all lived on the west side, and this was on the east side. My mother's aunt, who was a single woman at the time, owned a home, and a black woman owning a home in that time on the east side of Bloomington was just like, it blew my mind. So I came from a long line of people who served in the community and in the county. So I felt a sense of urgency to do the same. So I have served on the community kitchen board. I've served on the Banneker advisory board. I've served on Parks and Rec's hiring board. I'm currently serving as president of Church Women United and also as chairman of the Opportunity House. I've also served at the Hoosier Hills Food Bank, very, very active at Second Baptist Church. So there is a long line of deep respect and commitment to Monroe County. And I have three children who live here in Monroe County who are also pretty active in the area. So there is a deep sense of respect for this community. But being born in the 50s, early 50s, I was at the cusp of the change. Monroe County became much more politically concerned about all of its citizens. I felt very blessed that I did not have to grow up in the age of my parents, who experienced more of the negative side of being black in Monroe County. And a great hope that things will be even better in the future for my grandchildren, for my grandchildren's grandchildren, and on and on and on.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.